This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Pro-monarchy demonstrators vandalize and torch private properties in Tinkuni area of Kathmandu. Two persons lost lives and 100 others injured during the demonstration. District Administration Office Kathmandu lifts imposed curfew at several places in the capital city. Home Ministry vows to bring those involved in criminal activities to justice. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to address House of Representatives on March 31st on issues of Parliament obstruction and replacement bills. And more than 150 people killed in 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand. Now the news in detail. The pro-monarchy demonstrators have breached the prohibited area at Tinkuni and torched and vandalized some private properties during the demonstrations yesterday. Two people have lost lives and 100 others were injured in yesterday's demonstration. According to Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police Dinesh Kumar Acharya, detail on damage is awaited, adding that some police personnel were also injured yesterday. The District Administration Office Kathmandu has lifted the imposed curfew in the capital city after 7 a.m. this morning. The District Administration Office Kathmandu had imposed curfew at surrounding of Tinkuni area after pro-monarchy demonstrations turned violent. The curfew was imposed at Baneshwar Tinkuni area, Gaushala Tribhuvan International Airport, Gairidhara Tinkuni Koteshwar, Koteshwar Jadibuti Bridge, Koteshwar Balkumari Bridge, Baneshwar Chok Sankhamul Bridge and Gaushala Chok New Baneshwar Chok via Old Baneshwar Chok from 4:25 p.m. yesterday until 7 a.m. today. Any type of gathering, rally, demonstration, assembly was prohibited in these areas. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has vowed to bring those involved in criminal activities to justice. The government has stated that individuals responsible for the arson, vandalism and looting during the pro-monarchy demonstrations will be identified and held accountable. At a press conference held at Singha Darbar yesterday evening, the Home Ministry assured that the incident was being closely monitored and all those involved in criminal actions would face justice. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Chabi Rizal, urged the public not to misuse their constitutional right to peacefully assemble and advised against engaging in such activities. While acknowledging some shortcomings in the security arrangements yesterday, the Home Ministry assured that improvements would be made in the future, saying it was difficult to predict when politically motivated movements and demonstrations may turn chaotic. The ministry has also called on the public not to be alarmed or discouraged by yesterday's event. The Socialist Front Nepal organized a mass gathering in Kathmandu yesterday in support of the Federal Democratic Republic. At the gathering, CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda emphasized that the achievements gained through the people's struggle must not be weakened. Chairperson of the CPN Unified Socialist Party Madhav Kumar Nepal declared that the nation's independence and sovereignty were non-negotiable and that slavery was unacceptable under any circumstances. General Secretary of the Communist Party of Nepal, Netra Bikram Chand, also stated that a return to the Federal Democratic Republic is non-negotiable. Chairman of the Nepal Samajwadi Party, Mahindra Rai Yadav, warned that reactionary forces were attempting to create chaos and conflict in the country. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is set to address the House of Representatives on March 31st. Chief Whip of the CPN-UML, Mahesh Bartola, announced that the Prime Minister will speak on the issues of obstruction in Parliament and replacement bills. For the past 3 days, opposition parties have been obstructing parliamentary proceedings, protesting the removal of Kulman Ghising from his position as Managing Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority, as well as seeking the Prime Minister's response on the matter. Meanwhile, a meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for yesterday has been postponed until 11 a.m. tomorrow. Speaker Devaraj Khemere set the new time after opposition lawmakers continued their protest blocking the meeting over the government's decision to remove the Nepal Electricity Authority's managing director. The opposition also disrupted the National Assembly meeting on the same issue yesterday. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has stressed the urgent need for a national advertisement policy to improve the management and strengthen the advertising market. Speaking at the first convention of the National Advertisement Association yesterday, the Communication Minister highlighted the challenges in the advertising sector due to outdated policies that had not been revised in a timely manner. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Ghode Jatra, known as the Horse Racing Day, which falls on the Nepali month of Chaitra, is being observed in the Kathmandu Valley today. According to mythology, the festival originated after the death of a demon named Tudi, who used to reside in and around the area known as Tudikhel and instigate terror among the Kathmandu Tenijans. After his death, people began celebrating by riding horses over his body and rejoicing with dance. Ghode Jatra marks the victory over the death of the demon named Turi. The Nepali army marks the occasion every year by organizing horse races at Tudikhel in the presence of head of state, government and VIPs. A recent study on the flood caused by the outburst of a glacial lake in the upper Thamekola watershed located in the Khumbu Pasanglamu Rural Municipality 5 of Solukhumbu District has been made public. The report highlights the ongoing threat of climate-induced disasters in the region and calls for immediate action to mitigate the risk. The executive chief of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Dinesh Prasad Bhatta, emphasized that glacial lakes in Thami and surrounding areas remained at high risk of outburst. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Powerful earthquake has hit Myanmar and neighboring Thailand yesterday, destroying buildings, a bridge and a dam. At least 144 people were killed in Myanmar with extensive damages in the city. Similarly, at least 8 people have died in the Thai capital Bangkok, where an under-construction skyscraper collapsed. At least 100 people are missing in the rubble of the skyscraper and their rescue is underway. The 7.7 magnitude earthquake with an epicenter near Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city, struck at midday yesterday and was followed by a strong 6.4 magnitude aftershock. The head of Myanmar's military government said in the televised speech on Friday evening that at least 144 people were killed and 730 others were injured, with the death toll and injuries are expected to rise. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly clear in the rest of the parts of country today. Later this afternoon, the weather will remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces and mainly clear in the remaining part of the country. There is a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly areas, and also light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Pro-monarchy demonstrators vandalize and torch private properties in Tinkune area of Kathmandu. Two persons lost lives and 100 others injured during the demonstration. District Administration Office Kathmandu lifts imposed curfew at several places in the capital city. Home Ministry vows to bring those involved in criminal activities to justice. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to address House of Representatives on March 31st on issues of Parliament obstruction and replacement bills. And more than 150 people killed in 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.